Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show. We share our opinions on random subjects from interesting news, social topics, pop culture, our likes and dislikes, things you've seen, heard, or read, what we did, and what we do. You know, stuff and junk. Hello, my name is Albert.
And it's Jomming. And once again, it's only Jomming. Just me.
So,
a real sausage party today.
Yeah. So, I was reading an article today, as of today, the 13th of May here. GameStop's meme stock explodes again after YouTuber Roaring Kitty returns, right? The guy they made a whole movie about it. Now, yes. I mention this because the subtitles go, Wall Street temporarily halted trading of the video game company's stock after it jumped over 69%.
Hey now.
So the question out here is, did it really stop it after 69%? Or that was just a good thing to put down the article?
Hopefully it's just for shits and giggles. Hold on. Just backtrack a little bit. I know about the GameStop and all that stuff from when it happened, and then, but I didn't see the movie. What was the conclusion? I'm assuming you saw the movie. What was the conclusion? Did the court side with the investors or with the Wall Street? I'm assuming the little guys lost, right?
Yes and no. Actually, they sided with how did it end again?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the little guy won, because originally were going to charge them, like for insider trading or blah 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 or rigging the
system. Or collusion or something.
So they concluded that it wasn't collusion, blah blah blah. Right. The only thing about that is that since it covers multiple different characters, some of the characters went off like getting out before it was too late, and some people didn't get out and it was too late. You know, so they did that. As far as the main character himself, you know, it was essentially like he eventually got out kind of thing, but he still made a lot of money out of it.
Right. Yeah. So the good guys kind of won.
I would say so.
But just in my today's article, I kind of read the headlines too. They were still able to stop these traders and stuff like that from manipulating a stock or whatever.
No, it's more of a case where, in a way, I mean, this wasn't going to be the topic of the episode, but in a way, the traders and the corporations was able to figure out a way to minimize the damage to them and to screw over the regular guy.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a huge series of coincidences that essentially went into the favor of the traders and not the traders, the corporation essentially, and the traders and whatnot.
Okay.
The Wall Street.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was the thing. It was kind of like, it was just a series of coincidences that really screwed things over. But yeah. But point is that, speaking of 69.
I know. The whole point of it was to make a 69 joke. I know.
Nice.
And to set up this episode.
Yeah. It is episode 769.
All right.
Have you ever wondered like how long the number 69 was like used in a sexual term kind of thing? Like, do you know? Because it's such a meme.
I thought it was going to be a much personal question. But okay. I got you.
No. Yeah. So,
to answer your question, I do not know the origin of 69.
So
please,
so
educate us.
So essentially, like
origin of 69.
So essentially, there's like a knowyourmeme.com, right? And then, enough, it's on there. Like, as a sexual term, it's been used since like France in 1790s and whatnot, right? That's irrelevant to our position here. Mid to late 20th century, certain songs, like from Rick James, he had a song called She Blew My Mind 69 Times, right? And that kind of starts with the oral sex thing, right? And then you also have Bryan Adams. You know, he had that one song, Back in the Summer of 69, you know, kind of thing, right? You know, when I was young hearing that song, I didn't know the connotation of 69.
I had no idea.
He was referring to the year.
You know, just randomly, the first time that came into my consciousness, 69, was actually, this is going to be really random, but Dustin Hoffman mentioned it at the 69th and Academy Awards or something like that, and he made some sort of offhanded comment saying, "Oh, I wonder if everybody at home knows the significance of that number 69." And I was like, "What's 69? What does that mean?" Anyway, that's when I kind of came into my mind that I kind of looked at what I mean, just like through social media, internet, and then, it's a sexual position. Oh, okay,
yeah,
so that's my personal origin of it.
Yeah. Well, not mine, but the other 80s thing that had 69 joke was Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. mm-hmm. where they had to like choose a number at that they picked at random so that the future selves know it's truly them, and they chose 69.
Giggles.
Right. So it actually wasn't until the early 2000s when it started becoming like an Urban Dictionary slang thing mm-hmm. about a sexual position, essentially. Mm-hmm. Right. So it went on with like the definition of Urban Dictionary kind of spread it out and then spread it out. But, and then the whole usage with nice started happening much later, actually. Like according to this, 2017. You know, the Daily Dot published an extensive history of the practice of 69. According to his research, the words 69 and nice began to be commonly associated together in the summer of 2008.
Really? Okay. So it was around the same time. That was a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then South Park used the 69 thing, you mm-hmm. know, and then there's more reference to it, and it kind of just.
But going back to what you said, the origin of it. The origin, back in the 1700s, is that what you're saying? Is that what you said earlier?
The original, according to this, the very, very first was in France in like the 1790s or whatever.
1790s. And it wasn't necessarily the position itself. It was just a way of referencing sex or some sort of sexual connotation. Is that what we're saying?
Yes. Okay, even back then, it was referred to a sexual thing.
Okay. But the actual position was more of a recent thing, like in the 20th century and stuff.
No, but what I mean by a sexual thing was it was the position.
Oh, okay.
Right. As far as like whether it's how it became a joke, kind of mm-hmm. started in like in the 2000s.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. So it was a sexual position, like everything else was like a sexual position, but as far as like an inside kind of a joke, as a slang or a way of telling a joke, it is more of a recent thing. I got you.
Yeah. Although now think about it. If you really think about it, The Bill and Ted example I made, I mean, I guess that's the first time it really was used as a joke, right?
Right.
Yeah. Although they chose the word because of the sexual position thing, mm-hmm. the numbers, but in a way, in the context of the movie, it was done as like, you said 69, you know, kind of thing. So in a way, Bill and Ted may have really started the joke of it.
Bill and Ted was late 80s, right?
Late 80s, yeah. 89.
Yeah, okay. All right. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. And then
the more you know.
And then I'll put this example here that I thought was pretty funny here. For example, Barack Obama, that's right, former President Barack Obama, mm-hmm. tweeted that 69% of Americans wanted hearings for his Supreme Court nominee pick, Merrick Garland, blah, 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 on May 13, 2016. Whoa, that's a coincidence. That's the day.
Yeah.
and then the primary response on his post on Twitter was nice.
Nice.
Nice. Nice. Nice. It was a series of nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, so yeah, that's kind of like the origin of how it became like a meme and became a joke and all that stuff.
Look at that.
It's on
We're doing it.
If I got it wrong, the link's in the show notes. You can take a look at it.
Yeah. My favorite joke is they made a TV show out of MacGruber a few years ago.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't think much of the TV show and stuff like that, but at one point, MacGruber had to guess the password for a security alarm. And he said, oh, try 69, 69, 69, 69. He just kept saying it. I think they called it back a few times during the run of the show and stuff like that. I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah. So there you go. All right. It's the 769th episode of the show. And as of this recording, it's currently 7:56 p.m., May 13, 2024, in Paycom Center Arena, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And it's time to take a look and see what's up.
Hey, what's up?
Maybe I'm guessing you may have heard about this. Luka Doncic? Doncic? Is that how you pronounce it?
Luka Doncic, yes.
He had a press conference, and it had like an awkward interruption by a sound of a woman loudly moaning. Mm-hmm. It just kind of came out of nowhere. And as of this recording, no one knows where that came from.
Yeah, nobody knows, yeah.
Yeah. So, listeners, I'm going to go ahead and play a little bit of that so you can hear what that sounded like. Mm-hmm.
Just our energy. I think we shared the ball really well. We were knocking down shots. We were open shots, so just our sharing the ball and our energy was great.
What do you think? Okay, moving on.
Good time. I hope that's not life.
So as you can see, your listeners, you can kind of hear the moaning thing. And my
it's a
guess,
viral bit. Everybody's heard it by now. It went viral.
Yeah. My guess, it's got to be somebody's ringtone. Gotta be. That's my guess. It's got to be somebody's ringtone.
Yeah. It's got to be somebody's ringtone. He didn't put it on silent and stuff like that. But it did go on for longer than you expect. Maybe he wasn't near his phone when it went off, but it does go on a little bit. I definitely don't think it's somebody's having sex in the adjoining room or anything. I don't think, no. My other guess was like somebody maybe would have been watching porn. And he didn't know it was on. He didn't know it was on the speaker. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
You seen those commercials with TV because they have a joke where the guy, where the person thinks they have the headphones on and they think they're watching something by themselves. You know what I mean? But the speaker's on. That's my other guess.
No, yeah. I mean, that's probably true too. Yeah. But yeah, it's kind of funny. And I think everybody could have just ignored it. But the fact that Luca kind of like acknowledged it, like he looked up.
He couldn't not acknowledge it. It was loud. That's the thing, it was loud. It was definitely on some sort of speaker system. Yeah, it was pretty loud. Yeah.
It was pretty loud.
It was funny.
What may not be funny is that ChatGPT maker OpenAI is now exploring how to responsibly make AI erotica. So, as of now, if you try and do porn AI generated thing, you can't do it. Unless you like break the software and actually figure out how to do it yourself, which is possible. Right. But via the quote unquote legal means, like OpenAI, can't do it. You know, so because it'll completely block it off. You can't do anything sexually explicit or sexually suggestive. You know, those are all banned. But now they're thinking like money wise, there's a whole market there that they could take advantage of, right?
Of course.
So yeah, as to quote them, we're exploring whether we can responsibly provide the ability to generate not safe for work content in age-appropriate contexts. Yeah,
the history of technology has always been driven by porn. Oh, don't forget that. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where it's a fact. You know what I mean? You go back, you research. One of the first photographs is of a boobie. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Remember there was a whole thing between HD and Blu-ray or something like that.
Yeah,
and then Blu-ray won because that's the side pornography. You know what I mean?
I would take that back because HD DVD actually had more of the porn industry supporting HD DVD. Why? Because it was cheaper to make.
Mm-hmm. And then how did the Blu-ray win?
That was completely PlayStation 2. PlayStation 2 made Blu-ray win. Yeah.
But I still stand by my comment. Porn is a driver of everything. Eventually it's gonna get into AI and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. And just to clarify a little bit more, the HD DVD Blu-ray thing, the reason why porn went to HD DVD, because HD DVD software was actually pretty mature, because it's pretty much just an evolution.
Premature.
It was actually pretty well established already because it's pretty much from DVD, except it's in high definition. While Blu-ray, for whatever reason, when Sony first released it, the software for it was very, very still basic.
Yeah.
Like you plug it in, you watch a movie, that's essentially pretty much it. Eventually, later on, they were able to get all the special feature stuff that you could get from HD DVD, but that took years later, and it didn't matter because Blu-ray already won by that point. But
if you're listening at home, I think we know who, which of the two of us has made a real deep dive on this topic. And Albert's a scholar.
Back then, I was following it because I wanted to know which one to choose.
Yeah.
I wanted to know which one to choose.
It's all research. It's all academic, guys. It's all research. Yeah. And also, if you go back and watch Boogie Nights, one of the reasons why VHS became like the dominant form to kind of eliminate film or put on a back burner is because of porn, according to Boogie Nights, which I'm sure it's accurate. You know what I mean?
I mean, I believe that because the access of that on your home is so much more powerful than having to go to a theater to watch that kind of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a thing. Mm-hmm. And now it's too bad Anna is in this episode because there's this article here. It's about 3 months old, but it says here, it shows a picture of Kaya Gerber, which is the daughter of Cindy, what's her name again? Cindy Crawford, damn it. So Kaya Gerber, she was like a 22-year-old model and she launched her own book club, right?
Oh, okay.
And essentially the title of this article is Reading is So Sexy, Gen Z Turns to Physical Books and Libraries.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like, describe it. Basically, she says here, books have always been the great love of my life. Reading is so sexy.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. It says right here, the Gen Z book sphere is incredibly broad. There is a lot of appreciation for literary fiction, memoirs, translated fiction, and classics in particular. Oh. So, wow. So for millennials, Harry Potter was the one that got them into reading books again. But for Gen Z, it's actually literally just books. so there we go. Yeah, good for them.
I myself, my old ass is trying to get back into books. I mentioned I signed up for the Spotify
audiobook thing,
right? So, but as a result, because I'm only paying $10 a month for the audiobooks, I actually went ahead and bought physical copies of three books I'm trying to read. I haven't done it yet. I haven't read the books yet, but at least I got the physical books to go along with the audiobooks. You know what I mean? So we'll see if I get back to reading.
Yeah, I mean, are there book purists out there who are like against audiobooks because you're like, you're not really reading?
I mean, I don't know, man. To me personally, it's the best I can do as far as the audiobook. It's the best I can do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's been a long time. Before I was supposed to do like one book a month. I've done like maybe three books so far. And it's the best I can do. You know what I mean? I can't go back to when I was like 20s or even my 30s, like, you know, sit down, read a book. You know what I mean? I'm just not that guy anymore. You know what I mean? Me personally, this is the best I can do. You know,
yeah. Oh, so. And I got to also clarify, when I say that Gen Z is reading books, they're literally reading physical books. This isn't Kindle.
Yeah,
not Kindle, yeah, nothing Kindle. Mm-hmm. They're actually doing physical books. So, good for them, I guess.
Yeah, good for them, man. It's impressive. I'm impressed with anybody that does any type of reading, whether it's on Kindle, physical book, or audiobook, because it's just, like I said, it's very rough for me to do any kind of reading and stuff like that. You know, I don't know if you heard, but this streaming. You know what I mean? I can't sit down and watch, you know, Shogun or Ripley. I don't have the time for books. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man.
Yeah, I think it might be just our age.
Yeah, I'm old too.
So
yeah.
there's one line here that I should mention here. It says here, the singer Harry Styles has been pictured carrying Didion, while the reading habits of the actors Timothy Chalamet and Jacob Elordi have earned them the moniker of the Bronte Brothers.
Mm.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. All right. All right, folks.
Sometimes those Hollywood guys, they're actually reading for work and stuff like that. When he was on press tour for Timothy for Dune 2, Chalamet mentioned that he read Dune the paperback like once, but then the next he read it two more times. He said those are audiobooks. You know what I mean?
So okay.
Hey, whatever, man. Whatever. I am pro reading. Whoever reads, I have great admiration and jealousy of. You know. So
And that's what's up. You can find this podcast on Instagram Threads and YouTube at Stuff Junk Show. You can find me, Albert, on Instagram and Threads at Albert5x5.
You can find me on the social media, JIAMINGLIOU.
Music has been provided by Gloomy June. Contact info, ways to support us, and everything else is on the show notes found on whowhatwhereswhy.com. Before we wrap this up, going with the whole theme of the episode here, there is this list I have here that are about these are the sexiest countries. According to whatever. Oh, here we go. These are the top countries viewed as sexy by global survey respondents. These quality factors into the overall U.S. News Best Countries ranking and Adventure sub-ranking. For more intelligent rankings, yeah, intelligent, blah, 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 blah. There are 87 countries listed here. Would you like to guess what are in the top five?
How about I guess some sort of Pacific Islander country? You know what I mean? People wearing bikinis all the time. Something like that.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with your home country. I'm gonna go with your motherland. I'll go with the Philippines. What do you think of that?
Philippines.
How about that?
Is not on the list.
Oh, boo.
Boo. I agree.
Is.
Boo.
They don't know what sexy is. I must probably. I'm gonna go with some trashy European country. French. I'm gonna take French chicks.
French. France is number 9.
Oh, there you go. If that's the case, if it's Eurocentric, I'm gonna guess the rest will be like Norway, Sweden, all those countries, the Nordic countries.
Oh, wait a minute. There's a load more button. Well, I got to press load more.
There you go.
Because I was doing the control F thing, and maybe that's the reason why it didn't pop up.
Right.
All right, so load more. All right. I'll have it up to, let me try to get up to 50 here.
Cool.
All right, so 48, 50. Okay, 50. Now going back to Philippines. Philippines is actually number 13.
Woo-hoo! There you go.
Look at that.
Did it again.
All right.
Did it again.
And then you said,
I just threw a series of Nordic countries like Norway, Swedish, you know, those Aryan countries.
Okay. So what's your next guess?
Denmark? Sweden?
All right. Hold on. Denmark is number 46.
There you go. That's not good. I gotta go with the Swedes.
Sweden number 28.
I'll go with the fetish choice of Korea, South Korea.
Oh, Korea.
Or Japan, I guess.
Wow, why is South Korea not here? South Korea's not here. Wow.
They might have put on a Korea.
Japan. I typed in Korea and nothing came up.
Mm.
Japan is not on the list either. Wait, hold on. Why wait, what? Hold on. Give me my Asian countries here. What the heck?
Yeah.
Well, Philippines counts as Asian. Is there no other Asian countries between? There's a couple other ones. There's a couple other ones that are Asian.
Interesting. It's got to be Thailand then, right?
Thailand is in the top here. I remember correctly. That is number 4.
There you go. Wow, look at that. Oh, how about that? So I can't believe the Americans, America would be on there, right? The United States.
I remember seeing America on the list here. Let me see it.
Really?
I think it was far down the top 50 here. Number 30.
All right, fair enough. What else is there? What else can I
have? I'm still shocked that South Korea and Japan isn't here. What the hell, man?
Nothing wrong with that. Well, let's go with the Italians. They have hot people, right?
Italy.
They dress well.
Italy is number 2.
There you go.
Oh, you're almost almost at number 1.
I'm just missing number 1. Let's see. What Europe? I mean, the Germans? Really? Maybe the Germans?
Germany. Germany is number... Control F. Oh. They're not here?
Okay, no, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I guess they're not here.
Fair enough.
Interesting.
There's
a country you just went to recently that's on the list.
Singapore?
Number 36.
I didn't see a lot of those people. Not from personal experience. All right.
So the people who were here, they had nothing against Asian people, but for whatever reason, South Korea and Japan is not here.
Interesting. Seems rather odd. Especially Korea.
Yeah. Yeah. How old is this thing?
Yeah, I don't think it's accurate. This, I don't know who doesn't make any sense.
Huh. Number 1 is Brazil.
Oh, there you go. That makes sense.
Yeah, and number 3 is Costa Rica.
Yes, yeah, I knew it would be some sort of tropical kind of a thing, you know what I mean? I just guess Pacific Island, you know, the Asian Pacific Islanders, but Costa Rica, yeah, that makes sense.
And number five is Greece.
Really?
That's what it's on thing.
When you think sexy, do you think Greece?
Oh, sure. Well, yeah, maybe because of the whole like Roman Empire thing. Well, that's Rome. Greek people. Greek people, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think Greek has, you know, being broke ass right now. That's why I associate with Greece right now. You know what I mean? Brazil makes sense. I do feel bad. I didn't guess Brazil because people always say the Greece, you know, the people in Brazil are extremely gorgeous and, you know, tan and all that stuff. I do feel bad for missing that. But what to go down the top five again?
Top five. Let's go back up. Brazil. Okay, Brazil, Italy, mm-hmm. Costa Rica, Thailand, Greece. And if we do top 10. Top 10. Argentina, Mexico, Spain, France, and Dominican Republic.
Yeah, I think, honestly, of the top 10, I would say Greek. I hope we don't have any Greek listeners. The Greek seems like the outlier to me. You know what I mean?
Wow, come on.
I'm just saying. They just made a movie called My Big Fat Greek Wedding. That's all. That's all the other thing associated with the people of Greece and stuff. You know? Come on, man.
I'm just impressed the Philippines is up number 13. Like, that's pretty good.
I'm not surprised because, number one, like I said, it's an island nation, you know what I mean? And also, the Philippines, they tend to skewer young. You know, people love youth and stuff like that. The Filipinos are very young and very youthful. They like to dance, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah.
Before we wrap this up, number 22 is United Arab Emirates. How? Aren't they all covered up?
I don't want to get into it, but I don't associate them with being, you know, sexy and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't understand. Vietnam, yeah. Only number 40. You think it'll be higher? But okay.
Yeah. I do associate that part of Asia as being very youthful and vibrant. The Indonesia, the Philippines, Vietnam, and all that. You know what I mean? To me, I do associate them with being youthful and very virile and hot and stuff like that.
Okay, I gotta go down the full list and see where Japan and South Korea is. I refuse to believe it's not even on the list.
I don't believe the Korea can't be on that list because they spent all that money on K-pop skincare,
stuff.
K-pop, all that money on plastic surgery and stuff like that.
Okay, I got the 87 countries here. Oddly enough, number 87 is Israel. Okay, number 81 is South Korea.
I don't think that's accurate. I don't know.
Germany 79. United Kingdom is 74.
That sounds all right.
I don't know, man. China, number 66.
Do you associate hotness with Great Britain with all the crooked teeth and everything?
Well, they have like pretty women. Plus, if you're a woman, James Bond and all that stuff. Canada, number 65.
That seems a little bit low.
And going back to my earlier comment, Saudi Arabia, number 62. I mean, I don't. Aren't they all like covered up? I mean, come on, what's going on here? Yeah. Oh, Japan, number 53. There you go.
I thought it'd be higher. I thought it'd be in the 30s somewhere.
Yeah, I did.
I thought Korea's would be in the teens. I thought Japan would be in the 30s and stuff like that. China, I thought maybe in the 40s or 50s. That's probably where I'd put them, something like that. But yeah.
Okay, where is Australia? Australia's got to be here. Australia.
Yeah, Australia, known to be fit outdoorsy people and stuff like that.
The home of Hugh Jackman and Nicole Kidman. Yeah. Number 34.
Yeah, I thought maybe a little bit higher. I thought maybe in the 20s maybe. But yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Also, nothing, but they're also the Australians. Every time I've traveled and run across Australians, very friendly people. They're very nice people. You know what I mean? They're very outgoing and stuff like that. Very sociable people.
Yes. It's also the home of Bluey. All right, yeah. This was episode 769. Nice of the Stuff in Junk Show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us.
I think you make yourself a little too much with the 769. You know what I mean? The 69 is doing a lot of work because you know it's 700. You know what I'm saying?
That's nice times seven, Jamming. That's nice times seven.
All right. As long as you laugh, I guess. Yes.
And until the next 100th episode, we will go to 869. Until next time, this podcast has been. Who What Where's Why Production.